1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you now to Pet of the Week. A look at our furry feline and canine friends. And what is going on at Harbor Humane Society? Adam Burnett joins us as he does every Wednesday morning at this time. Adam, first of all, I got to ask you, do you guys ever get any turkeys?
You know, actually, not that I know of. I wouldn't be surprised now that you say that. We're probably going to get a turkey. but I know that if we do get a turkey, you know, we would still try to find a place for, you know, somebody that would, like a rescue or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, therefore, if turkeys can understand the radio, make your way to US 31, Stanton Street, West Olive. That is a safe haven.
That's funny.
You can get the pardon that way. We can try it the hard way and get the pardon from the White House. Anyway, but we got our pets of the week, Adam, and yeah. It is Trinity and Ronnie.
Yeah, so let's talk about Ronnie first. Yeah. Ronnie's the kitty, and she's very sweet. She's about, we think, about 4 months old, still a kitten, still has a very playful personality. It's really cute because she does. She pounces around. If you put a toy in front of her, she'll, you know, kind of go get the kitten crazy arms and, you know, go after it. And she'll literally play with you for, you know, however long you want. But then she'll get so tired that she'll just pass out and, like, cuddle next to you on the on your lap or, you know, on the chair.
Run out of gas. You have one of those things that we're seeing on late night TV now, those automatic little toys.
Lasers?
The little... moving figure around.
We have a couple of the moving ones, but we actually use a laser one, an automatic laser, for all of our kitties. And it's funny because they all, you know, turn their head and they're all like, oh my gosh, laser, laser, laser. It's really cute to watch.
And of course, if you can't afford a laser, a little bit of sunshine and a well-polished watch.
That works wonders.
that's Ronnie. Now, yes. What about Trinity?
Trinity, she is very sweet and has a really interesting story. She's actually, this is her second time being at Harbor. She came to us 4 years ago, and if you notice in the picture, she actually has only three legs. When she came to us 4 years ago, her left rear leg was damaged somehow in an accident. And when she came to us, she was limping so bad. And after x-rays, she had shattered bones. And we actually had to amputate her leg in order for her to survive because she couldn't walk on it. But she is such a sweet girl. She's 7 years old, so she's considered a senior. And she's really looking for a family now to live out her golden years. And I have a video on the Pets of the Week website link. And she runs around and she looks like she is just a normal four-legged dog. She runs around and in the video, she's with our trainer. She runs around and is just so attentive and very, very, very sweet. So we're just trying to find her a new home to live out her golden years. And she does well with other doggies. She does okay with cats. So she's really a good, good girl looking for a new home.
A new home that can be able to enjoy.
Absolutely.
The last few years that she'll be on this earthly plane.
Absolutely.
Coming up on the 29th.
Yes.
It's Black Friday, but it is Fun Friday over at the Humane Society.
It is. We are going to be open on Black Friday from 12 to 6, our normal hours, and we are offering one time only, 50% off all animal adoptions this Friday only. And again, that's from 12 to 6. We will be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving, but definitely come on in on Friday and take advantage of that 50% off any animal, any color, any adoption this Friday only.
But also keep in mind, there are people who will, and we get this at Easter especially, but it's also good at Christmas time. Don't automatically say, I'm going to get a dog or a cat as a Christmas gift.
Absolutely. You know, we are big believers and really think about what you want to get into. You know, a lot of people think that animals, puppies, kittens, that's what my little kid wants. And a lot of time, if you don't think it through and it's not the right fit for your family, you know, a lot of time those animals will end up at not just our shelter, but any local shelter or rescue. So it kind of adds to, you know, I guess the problem per se. And we definitely want to encourage people to think it through. And if it's going to be a Christmas gift, really, you know, plan ahead of time and be sure you meet the animal and just really, you know, think it through is what we would encourage all adopters.
And of course, if you're interested in not only our Pets of the Week, but also more information about the Black Friday matter,
Visit harborhumane.org, and at the very bottom, you will see both links for Pet of the Week and our Black Friday adoption special.
Adam Burnett from Harbor Humane Society, have a good holiday.
You as well. Thank you, Gary.
And we will talk again next week.
Sounds good.
And that is Pet of the Week with Adam Burnett of Harbor Humane Society on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.